Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey Harris. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Tebbets settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Tebbets. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Tebbets and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Philly. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Doerr moves to third. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doerr scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Tebbets moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Tebbets scores. Harris goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stevens moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Doerr moves to third. Mealy moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a line drive towards left. Sierra catches it and throws to home to double up Doerr. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgson strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to third. Sierra moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. There goes Sierra trying to get to home. Mealy throws the ball into Tebbets, who tags Sierra, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Michaels moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pesky moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pesky scores. Williams moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Doerr moves to second. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Doer moves to third. Mealy moves to second. Marv Rotblat now pitching. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doer scores. Mealy moves to third. Goodman moves to second. One out. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. DiMaggio is hit by the pitch. Mealy scores. Goodman moves to third. Harris moves to second. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to home to get Goodman. Harris moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Mealy hits a line drive towards center. Philly catches it and throws to first to double up Doer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Philly. Williams reaches second base with a double. Harris scores. DiMaggio scores. Pesky goes all the way around to score. It's 12-1, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Walesa pinch hits for Marv Rotblat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marino Pieretti pinch runs for Jack Walesa. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-3 in the game. Lupien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pieretti moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike Pearson now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-1, Red Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.